A handful of architects and preservationists took a break from the recent Florida Trust for Historic Preservation Conference to take a bus ride around Tampa Heights and Ybor City.
The little grocery store that we passed back there, they've got homemade pizza and little brewery beers and stuff and microbrew. But it used to be the place where everybody bought crack. And it used to be there were, you know, people killed out in the vacant lots right out there because there's been a lot of infill with us moving the houses.
Eleni Leish recounts the building of Interstates 4 and 275 some 50 years ago. A modern transportation system meant demolishing large swaths of historic homes. The demolition tore the social fabric of some of the area's most historic neighborhoods.
When the interstate system came through in the early 1960s, it took the path of mostly going through a lot of the old downtown neighborhoods. And consequently, West Tampa, Tampa Heights, Ybor, and Seminole Heights, the interstate literally bisected the communities.
Alicia is chairman of the Interstate Cultural Resource Committee. She says when I-4 was widened again several years ago, transportation officials tried to make amends. They took some of those old casitas, or long, narrow shotgun houses, jacked them up, and moved them into vacant lots nearby.
We couldn't find a project that impacted more historic properties anywhere in the country. Everybody was just documenting their structures and then tearing them down. And we just didn't feel like that was appropriate mitigation.
The bus pulls over at a two-story brown brick building two blocks north of I-4 in the historic VM Ybor neighborhood. Just across the street from some renovated casitas and the massive Cuesta Rey cigar factory is the new home for Design Styles Architecture. Back in the day, this building was a grocery store with rooms rented out upstairs. The old terrazzo floor is now covered with drafting tables, comfy chairs, and a cadre of 20 and 30-somethings banging out new ideas. Jason Dickens, a principal in the company, says while that's a common scene a couple of miles away in downtown, it's not exactly commonplace in this part of town. He had to replace every piece of wood in the old building, but Dickens says it was worth it creating new space from old space.
When we bought the building, I stood out the front door and I look over here in this building here, this house was all boarded up. The house over here that's all nice, that was half burned down. This house was all boarded up. And this house was all boarded up. Thank God the cigar factory had windows. it was a gamble. We came here and said, well, what are we doing? but I tell you what, this neighborhood has been great. Knock on wood, we haven't had any issues. I live in Carrollwood area, and I know maybe a couple neighbors on my street, but the people around here, they'll talk to you. It's very much a community. It's something that you just don't get anywhere today, and it's kind of sad, but here you get that. It's been good. It's been really good.
Other places aren't so lucky. During the Florida Historic Trust Conference, the top 10 list of endangered buildings in the state was unveiled. At the top of the list, the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. The hotel was commissioned in 1897 by Henry Plant, who built the first railroad to this part of the state. It's said to be the largest occupied wood frame structure in the world. But that didn't stop Bel Air City commissioners from rezoning it last month, which could mean a date with the wrecking ball might not be far off. Trust President Rick Gonzalez has met with the developer to try to head that off.
But at the current time, the plans are to demolish and replace with condominiums. So hopefully that'll change through this mediation process or this negotiation process so that we can save one of the most beautiful hotel structures in Florida.
Help might be coming from Tallahassee. The budget awaiting the governor's signature allocates more than $10 million in grants to restore historic buildings. That's twice as much as last year. For Secretary of State Ken Detzner, it's more personal than just numbers. He lived for 5 years at the historic Goodwood Plantation outside Tallahassee. He remembers those old buildings with detached kitchens that had very little insulation.
When I would work, at that time I was working in the Attorney General's office, I'd have to go home at noon in the wintertime and turn the heat on. So when I got home at 5 or 6 o'clock, the place was warm. It had 30-foot ceilings. Incredible. And it really did shape my appreciation for historic buildings and really what they mean.
Detzner says he's on board with any efforts to use the grants to rehabilitate the fabric of many historic communities. For Florida Matters, I'm Steve Newborn.